how do you think we can improve our sleep, and why are we so bad at, I guess, managing our sleep? So many people stay up too late and then have to wake up super early. What are some ways we can do it?
So sleep is very interesting because we don't have a good sensor for the quality of sleep. You don't wake up in the morning and you have a very vague sense of sleep, and you don't have an accurate thing. And then, of course, sleep toll takes a while to show up. And human beings were very good in understanding deterministic effects. Imagine that when you wake up, your quality of sleep would translate to your exact performance the next day. No problem. Very quickly, you would say, oh my goodness, if I don't fall asleep, I'll have this. The problem is it's probabilistic. You could have a night when you didn't sleep that much, and the next day you would feel really quite well. And you could do the opposite. You could have a night where you went to sleep early and the next day you feel sluggish. So what happens is that when we have a night, when we don't sleep that much, sometimes we feel like we cheated nature. Look at me. I managed. I stole 3 hours last night. I was effective at night at work. And today I'm just drinking coffee, but slightly just as effective. So we are very good in deterministic models. You come to a room, you turn the switch, light comes up. What would happen if you turn the switch up and light would comes up 55% of the time? We would get very confused. So when we rely on our intuition about what's good sleep and what's bad sleep, when the world is stochastic and the feedback is delayed, it's not exactly the same day, we dramatically underperform. And in those cases, what we should do is we should reward ourselves based on what we do, not based on the outcome. So the problem is that we don't have this reward structure. But what you want to do is you want to say, let me create the rules for sleeping well. It would only create good sleep in 55-60% of the time, but it's the right recipe. And it means going to sleep at this hour, and it means not drinking coffee after 4, and it means sleeping with low temperature and heavy blanket and the smell of lavender, and there's all darkness and all kinds of things like that. By the way, when people try different things, we usually stop the experiment too quickly. So imagine, for example, something like a heavy blanket. And imagine I say, Jacob, here's a heavy blanket, go and try it. And let's say you try it for a week and you don't feel better. Would you stop or would you continue? The experiment, short experiments are very psychologically pleasing, but they're not correct because it really takes us time to adjust to anything new.
Yeah.
I say low temperature, take some time to get used to it. And not drinking coffee after 4, take some time to get used to it. So I think we need to think more about what we do, not about sleep. Like, I wonder how much all these sleep measures, I do one of these too, but I wonder how much all of these sleep measures are helping. I think what we need to do is to think about what we do, not about sleep. And I think we need to test more things and for longer.
Yeah. And the reason why we do it so short and we give up so quickly, is that partly just because of the way dopamine acts? So if we don't get that dopamine hit, then we give up.
It's about their intuition. Think about almost everything in life. How quickly we think we learn something. You go on a date with somebody and after half an hour, you say, yes or no. You have anything about this person. How... Like, how dare you make a judgment after half an hour? But we all trust our gut feeling. I try heavy blankets for 2-3 nights. Nothing happens. I have a very hard time saying, let's continue anyway to try this because something would change. But we need to do those experiments. When people have allergies, for example, the way it used to work out is doctor used to say, stop eating everything and then eat one more thing every 2 weeks. Strawberries, add strawberries, don't do anything else. But we need that discipline for trying new things. For example, I talked to a sleep expert a few weeks ago, And I asked her, what do we know about sleeping together versus sleeping separate? And she said, the truth is not that much.
Is there not much difference in the quality of sleep?
It looks like there's variance. So that there are, by the way, there are more and more people now who are very sleep concerned that have what is called sleep divorce. When they live together and they sleep separately, not because they're not romantically interested, but just because of sleep. But I have to say, this sleep idea that we have, is it capturing everything about sleep? We measure lots of things. We care a lot about REM sleep and deep sleep and so on. Is this everything? She said, we don't know. We don't know. So anyway, there's a lot we don't know. Lots of people are trying to optimize on some things. I think we don't do experiments for long enough, and we reward the outcome, not the process.
And how long should we do these sleep experiments for, ideally?
This is goes to the question of how long does a new habit comes to. And the question is, when does it become part of our life and we are comfortable with it? Sleeping with a heavy blanket takes a little bit of time. Because it's different and you have to adjust and you might not be able to turn around and so on in the same way. Sleeping in very dark light, relatively easy. Sleeping with a low temperature takes a while to get used to it, what blanket would fit and so on. Stopping to drinking coffee at 4, let's say, takes a while to get used to it. So it's not the one answer. It's all, it's really a question of how long does it take us to feel comfortable with something and fully adjust to it. But if you say 3-4 weeks, that's probably long enough for most things.